Snake, who has won everything and obviously a big deal here at Indy, has often said, it doesn't matter how many world championships, if you don't have Indy on your resume, you ain't bleeped. So that tells you how big a deal this race is.
Chapter 20, WGN. Here we are. The racing world is convening here at the Super Bowl of the sport, the Big Go, the U.S. Nationals. And here with one of the stars, one of the brightest stars, is multi-time world champion, funny car driver, Ron Capps. Ron, you know, welcome to WGN. Welcome to the Big Go.
Man, your intro there, I started thinking, I've been talking to you well before I was one-time world champion, and I was no-time U.S. Nationals champion at that time. We've been talking a long time and waiting for that world championship. Finally, 2016, right, it happened, and then went back-to-back and 22 and 23, and then finally went Indy and went back-to-back. So it all kind of flowed, but yeah, thanks for the intro. I always think you're talking about somebody else when you start rattling that off.
No, and you build to the resume as you go, and if you can build it here, and we've been talking with a bunch of different drivers, certainly fans. Some have said, and I don't know that this is true, that some drivers would trade a world championship for a win here at Indy. For the fans that may not be as in tune to just the significance of it, this is big.
Well, I can tell you the other side of that, sort of. And, you know, obviously I got to drive for one of the biggest names in the sport, and Don the Snake Prudhomme. And Ed the Ace McCulloch, who was another hero of mine, was one of my crew chiefs at that time. He's won Indy. What I didn't know was Ace, Ed McCulloch, had never won a world championship. I just assumed as a kid building his models and then having him as a mentor that he'd won world championships. And I was shocked when I heard it. But he'd won Indy like five or six times. I think six. Snake, who has won everything and obviously a big deal here at Indy, has often said, it doesn't matter how many world championships, if you don't have Indy on your resume, you ain't bleep. You know, you're not, you know what. So I remember Ace being asked one time in front of me if he would trade any of those Indies for a world championship. And he had to think about it for a long time, and he said no. So that tells you how big a deal this race is.
It's a testament, obviously, to the impact, to the prestige, to what it means to the resume, to the career, to the legacy, to all of those things. And one of the other things that's added to the resume, along with a lot of that success, is team owner. Talk a little bit about that, to have some of your most, I think, rewarding years happen when you're driving the entire ship.
Yeah, it's been a work in progress. I just talked about the back-to-back world championships, and I won the second world championship my last year at Don Schumacher's, and then transitioned into team owner the following year, not knowing anything about business or anything, and won a world championship in Nitro Funny Car at NHRA my first year as a team owner. So that is hard to top. With that being said, we knew we had to get better, so obviously we changed a lot of things. But I was thinking, when you just said that, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna answer your question with a question. If you're an IndyCar driver, would you rather trade a world championship for an Indy 500? And I'd have to say no, because you think, I couldn't rattle off the last, other than Palou, who's won everything in the last whatever, how many times he has won a world championship, but he finally won Indy. And I bet for an Indy car driver, I hate to change the subject on you, I was just thinking, Indy 500 ring has to be way bigger for an Indy car driver.
It is a piece in that sport now, and maybe even globally, because it's a big event of immortality, right? When you can get that. And that's important that you add that insight into it, just the significance that it has, not only in the sport with the fans. Obviously, this is a huge event. The stands are packed, but also, you know, peer-to-peer, right? To other drivers. Like, you know, like you said, if you've won this, then you've made it and you've beat the best at that exact moment where they have to have it. You mentioned on the team owner side, and how has that been? You know, obviously to have that success, you don't want to be lulled into a false sense of, well, okay, I got this. You know, there's a lot of moving parts with it, obviously navigating it. Just talk about how it's going.
Well, we have these owners meetings, and we just had one leading into this race, and it's a bunch of Nitro owners and some Pro Stock owners, and Antron and I are in there, and they keep, everybody looks and points when they're bringing up different subjects of things going on in the sport, and they keep looking at us too as the only two guys that are doing this, making a living. In other words, we're getting paid to do it with our partners, right? And I had to think about that the other day, and Antron and I kind of have the same, you know, the same path, sort of. It's been tough. I heard, how hard could it be? And I heard Cruz Pedregon, I heard John Force. The coolest thing is, and I think I told you last time we talked, is the amount of phone calls I get, especially the first year, weekly. John Force, Tim Wilkerson, the Coletta guys, everybody reaching out, asking me if I needed anything. So, and here I am, I'm competing against him, but I'm also, I think there's just something about helping that everybody wants to do in this sport, and it's just natural.
So the communal nature of the sport, obviously, I think all boats rise, right? And they need a Ron Capps to be successful, to be as good as he can be, to make the sport as great as it can be for the fans, for sponsors, for TV and all that stuff. Everybody's invested in everybody, and especially you succeeding there too. When I think of Ron Capps, I think of, and this is it, as far as like sponsors, motorsports, it's the lifeblood of it. You can't necessarily win without it. So identified with iconic Napa brand and all of that. And so, but you give a little switch up for the fans and kind of keeping it fresh. You got Carlisle on as part of a 3-race deal. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, Carlisle is named. They rebranded it this year. It's Venom Green. It's got a saber tooth with it. This is a brand that it's named Carlisle. This is 100 years of Napa Auto Parts that's been around and doing business. It was founded by a guy named Carlisle Frazier. So, with that being said, the fact that we get to represent something as iconic as this, but also they're taking, these tools were always in a Napa store, but they were sort of on one aisle, and it was something that fans or people buying or coming in for tools knew they could get a little bit less expensive and still get a good tool over the years. Well, now they have put it front and center, and they're making everything. They came to our team last year. They asked our guys to use everything without even putting a stamp on it yet, and told my guys told them what's wrong with everything or what's right and what worked and what didn't work, and then that went to the shelves. So it's been a really cool thing. We're adding the Top Fuel team next year with Maddie Gordon, who is outside signing autographs, 21-year-old girl. It's going to be, I don't need another team. I need one like a hole in the head, honestly. I'm just trying to catch up on what I got going on, but we could not pass up the opportunity to add a Top Fuel team to NHRA. But with that being said, my ownership is daily learning, and I still have to call people and get advice. And I just, my best advice now when kids ask me, I say study business and math in school. And I wish I would have paid more attention back then.
You think about the loud, you know, it's bright and it's bold and it's all those things. I always say the immediate gratification of drag racing, of NHRA, is unlike any other discipline in motorsports. I think it has the potential to reach more people faster, no pun intended to it. When you bring up Carlisle, that's that effort. You, with your career, I think still a long way to go, but you have seen just sort of the progression of whether it's the drivers or the sensibilities of the fans. And part of it is to kind of appeal to that next generation of tool users.
It is. And, you know, you look at social media, and it's really what spurred a lot of this is social media. Look around, and it's a lot of girls and women working on cars, women now going, this still stands out to me, of having either my daughter call me and nervous about going to get her car worked on or just get oil changed because they get grilled on things and they're not sure if they should say yes or no to something that somebody tells them needs to be fixed. And now there's several Napa Auto Cares in our area that are women owned and mechanics and things. So you look around social media, so many more girls working on cars in shops, in their garage, with their dad. It's a very cool thing. And so Maddie, for us anyway, I watched her grow up. She's driving an alcohol funny car, leading the world championship right now, works on it, builds the clutch. Her little sister, Macy, builds the engine. You walk in their pit area and these two little bubbly blondes are building the race car. Maddie jumps in it with a helmet on, and nowadays it's everywhere, basically. So we knew that that was cooking. And when Carlisle decided to come back out too, I just thought, man, Napa is really enjoying having these ambassadors on social media. So it was a natural for us.
Being part of kind of helping to shape that future, I think, is so important. You look at the present, you know, here at the Big Go right now in second as far as qualifying, fourth in the points. You feel like you're pretty dialed in as you head towards the playoffs.
You never feel like that. Speaking of Snake, I mean, he's texting me every day from home. But to win with the Hot Wheels car, we brought that tribute car out, and I've forever have as a driver before I became a team owner. What they do at Darlington every year with the NASCAR teams and the throwback, I love. And it, some of the throwbacks were like, oh, that's, you know, it's not really a throwback. They're trying, but it's not full throwback. So when I had a chance and I sent everything to the girl in charge at Napa Auto Parts, she knew nothing about Don Prudhomme, the history of the sport, and I laid this big email out with picture of the Snake 50 years ago. He won with a Hot Wheels car, all this stuff, and she gave us the green light, and she put her neck out there, and unbelievably, we win it with Don Prudhomme here at such an iconic race. And the way that we did that throwback, you almost had to look to see any sponsors on it besides what was that car back in the day. And we did some really little nuances that we changed to our current sponsors. Comp cams, the old Coca-Cola sign on the back of Snake's car, we made comp cams, and we really had a lot of fun with it. But the fact that we got to do that, it spurred now, look at Beckman's car, with the John Forrest tribute. We came back with the Army car last year, that tribute, and almost won the race with Snake here. And I had fans still to this day coming up with tears in their eyes about that car and running that car at this iconic race. So I just, as a team owner, going back to that question, it's just something that also gave me the opportunity to do something I forever wanted to do and never got to as a driver.
Yeah, we talk about the responsibilities and sort of the challenges of being a team owner, but then to have that autonomy, to be able to have that latitude to embrace the history, I think is really cool. That is one of the perks, right, where you can make that case to somebody who's just making decisions on X's and O's and say, like, hey, this is going to mean something. And when you see the fans and just how they responded to those throwbacks and specifically that one, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I have a picture of Snake in the Winter Circle with me, and he was smoking a cigar, and I'll never forget it. He just walked up and he said, man, this is the greatest day. And he walked away, and I went, this is Don Prudhomme. Of all the stuff and all the accolades and everything he's won, he thought that was the coolest moment. And then he called me every day for like a year saying, man, I can't thank you enough. That was the coolest weekend ever. And so he still, he checks with me. He's been texting me every morning from home. For me, it was a cool thing for fans. Napa, I'm sure the biggest race there is, to take Napa off the car for the biggest race. I'm sure some executives were like, whoa, what are you doing? And then they saw what happened. And to this day, man, I go to any big Napa event or fly to headquarters in Atlanta, and they talk about that car. And it's just, it's really cool. I'm so glad we got to do it.
Here at this place, this is where history is made, where, you know, so many fans are born, right? And then so many continue their relationship with the sport. You got to think, last thing as we get into, you know, some of the ideal conditions, I feel like you're dialed in. You want to be, you don't want to necessarily take that and say it, but, you know, I've covered this a long time, and this is some of the best weather that I've ever seen. Usually it's either raining or 120. It's great weather.
Yeah, and the humidity is always way higher than this. We saw the forecast and we couldn't believe it. Usually Friday night, that's the run for sure that's going to stick for where you're going to be qualified. And I'm not so certain Saturday and Sunday that the weather isn't still good enough, even though it's mid to high 70s, that you can still run as good as we did Friday night. That is crazy for Labor Day weekend, and to have the clear skies, a little bit of clouds keeping the temperature of the track down. To your question a little earlier, do you feel comfortable when you ask me that? And you don't ever hear. It's such a long weekend. You get qualifying into Sunday, then you race on Monday. That's so unusual. You get points and a half at this event. Very, only here in Pomona. So we have a chance to go from fourth to second with the points given. Everything is amplified, of course, because it's Indy, but also the points. Also, it's the last race of the season. It's your last chance to maneuver yourself for your starting position for the playoffs. It's just so many things that Indy brings, but you've got to, and Snake is text last night when I made that great run in qualifying, he said, man, great run, pace yourself. Because he has said that to me as an owner, but he's also said it to me the weekend we won the Hot Wheels car, and he, every day, Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday, he said, man, nice job, pace yourself, you got to stay good, hydrate everything. And just to hear a legend tell me that, it's like AJ Foyt or Mario telling you.
It's so many sort of like avenues of support, whether it's the fan base that's obviously and always there for you and buoys you, whether it's you and your experience having done it all multiple times, and then to have a legend there kind of validating some of the things and maybe keeping you, you know, just perfectly on track and dialed in. I think it is great. Everyone is so excited. You know, I mentioned it, one of the biggest stars in the sport, one of the most beloved stars in racing for sure at all times. And so, Ron, as people are, they're going to be watching you, you know, on television and seeing it as we go through the weekend. And for those people who want to keep up with you social media wise, maybe learn more about Carlisle, where can they go?
Well, I'm on everything. We have a team site as well, but mine is my name, Ron Capps, and I think it's RonCapps28 on Instagram. But I love the camera views that we give the fans. I have a camera that's a visor mounted on my visor. I have another one where I've worn in the past where it's inside my helmet, and you actually are in my helmet with me, the sound, everything. And you could scroll back to videos of that, and fans want to know, what's it like to go 300 and almost 40 miles an hour, and I've got runs with a camera in my helmet that fans can watch. And I even love going back and watching because I can look around and not have to know where I'm going on the track. And the amount of fans that get on there and have comments, and it answers the question, what's it like to go 0 to 338 miles per hour in 3.8 seconds, and they get to do it. So I love doing that on my social media. We have a blast. Cassandra does our team social, and my daughter's here working with her and getting different views. So Social is huge for us. We know it. It's the way of the world, and we love to give the fans cool things to check out on their phone when they're sitting around.
We'll have links up for all of it. And, of course, there is no substitute for being there. Every ticket is a pit pass. And, of course, you can watch Ron on the cameras and the socials, and you can see a lot of it. You won't get the vibrations. You won't get the smells. You won't get the full thing. You'll get that here live at the U.S. Nationals at the Big Go. So, Ron, we'll let you get back to it. You know you have a lot to focus on, so much support. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, and super excited. We're back at Route 66 next year. We're going to be bringing our Top Fuel team with us. It's going to be a lot of fun, one of my favorite races. And hopefully you and I will talk Monday night. It's from the Winner's Circle.